8 tips to succeed on social media to close out 2018. Number 1, get on the bandwagon. Facebook celebrated its 13th birthday this year. So if you are under the impression that social media is going away, recognize that you are incorrect and get on the bandwagon. Number 2, think like a user of social media, that is. Many small business owners struggle with connecting with their audience online because they're not approaching social media from the personal perspective of their audience. So the next time you're trying to come up with post ideas, ask yourself if you would find it engaging. Number 3, get visual. Posts with a visual component are more likely to be commented on, shared, and saved or reposted, according to a recent Social Media Examiner report. Visual marketing is the most important form of content for 37% of marketers and comes second only to blogging. So keep in mind that most people don't really come to social media to read. They come to be entertained and inspired. So make use of those visuals in order to connect with them. Number 4, quality over quantity, but don't neglect quantity. You don't want to flood news feeds with a bunch of low quality content simply to have activity on your accounts. But you also shouldn't be inconsistent either. Find your balance between being active with original and engaging content. Number 5, don't be everywhere, be somewhere. No business owner needs to be on every social media platform, but you do need to be somewhere, and that's preferably in the same place where your potential customers are. Even though Instagram is the place to be for businesses and brands right now, if you don't think your audience is there or will be spending time there in the near future, then that's probably not at the top of your priority list for right now. Number 6. Set small goals and monitor your progress. If you plan to up-level your social media marketing activities in the new year, then set bite-sized benchmarks to track your progress. And if you're not seeing the type of growth that you want, then experiment with something else. Number 7, schedule. I know you've probably heard this from every social media guru that you've ever listened to, and it still applies. You don't have time. You will not have time to be as consistent and as active on your accounts as you need to be in order to grow if you're busy doing business and living your life. So leverage scheduling tools. For example, Facebook has its own built-in scheduler. Plan ahead and schedule your content. And number 8, keep learning. Remember that social media changes all the time. I mean, it practically changes every 5 minutes. So you're going to need to continue investing in your learning if you want to stay ahead of your competition. Now, 2018 isn't over yet, and you can still implement these tips to set you up on a better note to start the new year. Happy posting!